Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Election officials in Santa Clara County, Patty, are considering adopting ranked choice voting starting in 2024. The move comes after some community leaders in Alameda County raised concerns over the system following the recent elections there. KCBS insider Phil Mateer joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Phil, those who support ranked choice voting say it eliminates the need for runoff elections, saving a lot of money, while critics say it's confusing. What are officials in Santa Clara County saying?
Well, what they're saying is they want to take a look at it, but there's a couple of questions about whether the county can do it or not. But I have a question for you and Patty. Can either of you, in one or two sentences, explain ranked choice voting to the listeners?
No, I could.
You pick three on the ballot, and if no candidate gets a certain amount, then they go to the second choice and give the candidate those choices. Is that right?
Yeah, you're stuck.
Well, I think that was 10 sentences.
That is the crux of it. It's difficult to explain. In a regular election, you say, okay, the top two vote getters, if neither one gets a majority, you have a runoff. That's how most elections are. In California, at least in Oakland, San Francisco, Albany, San Leandro, and possibly over in Santa Clara coming up, the idea is to switch to this ranked choice voting, which gives you up to an unlimited number of picks. And if you have 10 candidates running, then you list them in preference 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which you like. And if your number one candidate gets knocked out that you picked, then your second choice, the votes that went to them, go to number two, and your second choice and third choice. And it has to be counted by an analog computer system. Now, people might say that's kind of flawed, but that's the way it works. And Santa Clara is looking at it, despite problems that have popped up in Oakland. Now, what we have here is Santa Clara is looking at this system as after Alameda had, in the most recent election, Lauren Taylor got the most number one votes for to be mayor of Oakland, but he didn't get enough twos and threes to outdo Sheng Tao, who was the number two, and she wound up number one by about less than 1% of the vote. People are saying, hey, that was confusing. The NAACP says, we're not sure that this is fair. And then in the school board election, they had to recount because somebody hit the wrong button on the computer run, and it turned out that there was a switch in one of the school board elections. So it's a controversial system, but it's pushing forward, and Santa Clara is taking a look at it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.